It's no accident that today's gospel begins in a garden, because that's meant to call to mind a different garden, a very important garden, the Garden of Eden, which was originally a paradise before Adam and Eve fell and committed the first sin. The fall was an act of disobedience, but at its heart, it was an act of distrust from Adam and Eve against their heavenly Father. And we can see this if we look at the temptation of the serpent. You know, the serpent said to them, "If you eat the fruit, you will not die. But the moment that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like gods, knowing for yourself good and evil." And so the temptation was that our heavenly Father was withholding something from them, and that they could achieve a greater happiness, a greater fulfillment, apart from their heavenly Father. And so at the heart of the sin was distrust and a rejection of the love of the Father that led them to sin. In the Passion, we see the complete reversal of this, because Jesus accepts the cup from his heavenly Father with complete and perfect trust. Even though it meant torture, he was scourged, he was mocked, he was crowned with thorns, he was executed on a cross. Even in the midst of all that torment that he experienced, and then the psychological and the spiritual pain of taking the sins of the world upon himself, at no point did his trust in the Heavenly Father waver. He underwent all of that with unshaking trust in his Heavenly Father. And that's why that this moment that we read in the gospel, as terrible as it is, you know, seeing this and visualizing this terrible scene, at the same time, it is the perfect reversal of the fall. Because it was the beginning of the new creation. And when we're baptized into the new creation, we're reborn as children of God, brought back into a proper relationship with our Heavenly Father. A relationship of complete and total trust, where we know that our Heavenly Father provides for everything that we need and that we can have total trust in him. None of us live out that relationship the way that we should, because we do struggle to trust God. You know, every sin is an act of distrust at one level or another. You know, we think that something else apart from God's will is going to bring us fulfillment, and so we grasp at it. And we question sometimes the various trials that we face or why things happen the way that they do. But the Passion teaches us the trust that we're called to have, the trust that will renew us and bring us back into the relationship that we were created for with our Heavenly Father. It helps us to see what it truly means to live as part of the new creation. That every time we come to this church, we know that we're coming for the worship and adoration of our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. That every time we turn away from sin, we do it because we know that our Heavenly Father has something better for us, and that anything that he does not will for us is evil and should be rejected. So every element of our moral life, every moment that we spend in prayer, is an exercise of deepening our trust and living as part of the new creation. What we see in Jesus Christ in the Passion is the perfect model for what we were created to be. It's a call for us to enter into the new creation and to live the relationship with the Father that we were created for before the fall.